Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
The Men in Black are back. But it has a woman in it. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, there have been plenty of movies where a spin-off was made with women in it, like Ocean's 8 and Ghostbusters, but these guys called the movie Men in Black and went ahead and put a woman in it anyway. Creative liberty also has to have some limit, no? But we aren't complaining. Better one woman than none. Now, the original Men in Black series had Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. Man, how they set the screen on fire. There was action, there was comedy, there was even some science fiction in the mix. They made everything seem possible. The first Men in Black comic came out in the year 1990, and there were only 3 issues that year. Then there were 3 more issues the following year before they decided this had to be adapted on screen. It was too good to let it pass. But they made some changes, and I think they were definitely for the better. They changed Agent J to an African American instead of a Caucasian man. And it's probably the best decision they ever took to put Will Smith in it, because I doubt anybody else's Agent J would have the same effect. Apparently, Will Smith got the part because Barry Sonnenfeld, the director, was married and his wife was a huge fan of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, I totally get that. If I had any way of influencing someone's decision to put Will Smith in anything, I'd totally do it. Sometimes it's great to listen to your wife, like the director eventually did. And Tommy Lee Jones played Agent K, who has to mentor this crazy cuckoo Agent J who comes under his wing. Together, they gave us some crazy shenanigans to laugh at and wish for in real life. I'm sure the writers had some ideas and visions they wanted to see on screen. And it only worked because Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith had a great chemistry going and they pulled off just what they needed to. So, while a spin-off of the franchise is out, let's take a look at some other actors who had kick-ass chemistry on screen. Ye dosti. Boy, years and years after this movie came out, this song is still such an iconic anthem for friendship. And it's not weird that it was a really, really popular Bollywood song that featured two men, two of the biggest superstars of that era, more than anything, because big songs back then usually featured a hero and a heroine in some exotic location with a lot of props and a lot of backup dancers. These two were just out there doing regular friend things like riding around on a scooter in the sidecar, singing songs on the way to God knows where. And these two were great on screen together in Sholay because they were polar opposites. Where Amitabh was the quiet, brooding one, Dharmendra wasn't shy to get drunk and go climb on some massive water tank and declare his love for his lady and blackmail her aunt into letting them be together. Where Amitabh was the quiet guy you could count on to be your wingman, Dharmendra was the guy who'd just go out there and approach the girl he wants. Amitabh was cool and calculative, and Dharmendra was the impulsive guy who acted first and thought later. Together, they are still one of the most iconic duos in Hindi cinema. And I can bet they'll be that even for a few years to come. Because it doesn't matter kitne aadmi the, these two are enough. Okay, heart problems and love problems aside, Kal Ho Na Ho was also a little bit about friendship. A really sweet friendship between Shah Rukh Khan and Preeti Zinta, where he tried to change her outlook on life. And a crazy, goofy, really fun friendship between Shah Rukh Khan and Saif Ali Khan. The stuff that Kantabain only sees in her nightmares. When this movie came out, it had been a while since Saif had had a hit as a single hero. It was always a multi-starrer that went on to do well. This movie was one of them, but he played the part of the idiotic guy who was confused in life really well. I mean, he had to have another guy spell things out for him all the time. Again, Saif and Shah Rukh were kind of opposites and relied on each other for what was missing in their lives. Like, Shah Rukh Khan knew he was dying and he needed some fun in life, and Saif, with his goofy nonsense, provided him with that. Saif didn't know what he wanted in life, and Shah Rukh basically became his second dad and told him what was good for him. Seriously, such a dad thing. Confused in life? Don't know what to do? Get married, beta. Everything will be alright. Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, oh my god, these guys were such a riot in the Jump Street series. There are like 5 movies they've done together, but 21 Jump Street and its sequel are by far the best they've ever been in together. 21 Jump Street was the movie that started this crazy, wacky partnership, and it was as much as a challenge as it seemed fun for them because they had to act against type. I mean, act as students when they were full-grown adults. The sequel was equally hilarious because, again, these two played undercover cops who went back to college. Apart from being great friends on screen, they really thick even off of it. When you watch their interviews or when you watch them on the red carpet together, it's like they hardly acted in these movies. They're just as chummy and pally as they are in the movies. When Jonah Hill, who wrote the movie, first called Channing Tatum with an idea for Jump Street, he said, "Hey, listen, I have an idea for a terrible movie. Do you want to hear it?" And Channing Tatum was like, "Hell yeah, hit me with it. If that's what they think is terrible, we'll have 10 more of the same movies. Thank you, please." If there ever was a gold standard for bromances, it's this one. Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan gave us some really kick-ass movies. Some of my favorite ones. Because no matter how many times you watch Shanghai Nights or Shanghai Noon, you will never be bored. This is a total buddy comedy where Jackie Chan plays a man from the Far East who is from the Imperial Guard in China. And Owen Wilson plays a cowboy, as American as a man can get. Together, they travel across the land and try and save the world one person at a time. Including a time when there's a princess involved. God, man, they're a riot together. The stunts are so kick-ass, it's a total guilty pleasure movie. It's got everything you need to lift your spirits. Are you the kind that likes action? This one has pretty great stuff. Are you the kind that likes comedy? This one's a go-to. The kind who likes to see how men react in different situations? Well, you'll find out about all of them because Owen Wilson and Jackie Chan are really unpredictable. At least the first time you watch the movie. They're apparently reuniting to make Shanghai Dawn, but it keeps getting stalled for some reason. They don't have to worry though. Nobody will think twice to go watch these two guys on screen together. Mere gali mein, gali 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 mein, we know what's up Ranveer Singh's alley. A kick-ass friend like MC Sher, that's what. Gully Boy really was one of the most incredible Bollywood films to have ever been made of late. Seriously, I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks so. Yeah, I get it was heavily inspired by 8 Mile and everything, but honest to God, my favorite thing about the movie, after the music, is MC Sher. I still have such a huge crush on him. The character, I mean. He's such a top guy. Now, we watch the ups and downs in the life of Murad. There's his love story and all, but his friendship with MC Sher is what really changes his life. Right from telling him what rhythm is to seeing him perform on a big stage, MC Sher is the best friend anybody could ask for. Which other friend would be so happy after losing a rap battle because he knows his friend made it? It's so pure, they're so priceless together. It's beautiful. Even amongst all the songs in the movie, the one with both of them, Mere Gali Mein, has by far the best video. What swag, what total rapper attitude both of them have together. God, I'm a total fangirl of these two. Before they had this big fallout, Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan were great friends who went on to do a super hit movie together. I mean, they've done a whole bunch of movies together where sometimes one of them had a smaller part to play, like Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, where it was mostly about Shah Rukh Khan and Salman just plays a sad cameo. But their biggest hit together was definitely Karan Arjun. This movie came out in 1995, and since then they've both gone their separate ways, making a lot of senseless movies individually. Movies like Happy New Year and Race 3. But together in Karan Arjun, they had a great chemistry going. The plot of this film is as Bollywood as it gets. Reincarnation, extreme emotions from a mother, love story and all that. But the story mainly revolves around long-lost brothers reuniting after a whole janam. Crazy plot, but Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan somehow take this predictable plot and make a great performance of it together. You can't play loving brothers on screen if you don't like each other at least a little bit in real life. They had their differences as they grew up, as actors, but I'm pretty sure they liked each other a lot when they made this movie. Or maybe they actually are really good actors. Amitabh Bachchan and Shashi Kapoor, they did a lot of movies together, and all of them were big hits. Movies like Silsila, which was very, very high in terms of emotion, and to this day has a lot of interest because they think it's based on Amitabh Bachchan's real life. What with Jaya Bachchan and Rekha being a part of the movie too. There was also Kabhi Kabhi, which had some really beautiful music. But I think even now their best movie together is Deewar. There were plenty of actors who were considered for these two lead roles initially. Shatrughan Sinha, Rajesh Khanna and all. But finally, these two were cast, and what a great job they did as brothers. Brothers who went on to be on the opposite sides of the fence of law. Much wow, such drama, so Bollywood. Anil Kapoor and Jackie Shroff are another iconic duo. They were also in a whole bunch of movies together. Somewhere they didn't even share screen space together and had guest appearances. But one of the most intense movies they did together was Parinda. It came out in 1989 when Bollywood filmmakers thought the audiences were strong enough to digest a lot of fights and emotions and betrayal and revenge and whatnot. The more that happened in these movies, the better they thought it was. Nothing was too much for a plot for one single Bollywood movie. Anil Kapoor and Jackie Shroff play brothers in this one. Jackie is Kishan, the older brother who sacrifices his education and career and does gangster things so that his younger brother Karan, played by Anil Kapoor, can study abroad and romance girls like nobody's business. How do you deal with younger siblings like that? You're out there running errands for your mob boss and your younger brother still finds time to hit on a girl. But things escalated very, very quickly in this movie. People suddenly get killed left, right and center. And through all of that, Anil Kapoor and Jackie Shroff's characters remain the most ideal brothers you could ever wish for on screen. Till death do them part. Whoops, spoiler alert. Filmmakers can write however many scripts they want about friendship and brotherhood, but you do need two solid actors who work well enough with each other to make sure they don't kill the other one's mojo and try and bring out a good performance. If it's Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan sharing equal screen time, honestly, they don't even need a script anymore. People are sure to watch the film anyway. But movies with buddies and healthy friendships? Hell yeah, bring it on, we'll watch them. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.